Looking this evening, Hilchot Chanukah. This is our last shiur before Chanukah. It's sort of catching up on us. I only realised, you know, it's only 12 days to go till Chanukah. We actually won't be in session over Chanukah, but often one of the questions that comes up is we're in session over Chanukah. What do we do about lighting Ner Chanukah? Everybody's here from certainly. In the previous cycle, everybody was here from the middle of the afternoon. That's from before Zman Hadlaka and didn't get home till 10 o'clock at night. So when should one be lighting? But in general, lots of questions about when is the optimum and the correct time to light. So that's the sugya I want us to look at this evening. So let's start off with a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. That's in Perek Bameh Madlikin. That's second perek of Masechet Shabbat, where that's all the halachot of Ner Chanukah come up. There's no Masechet Chanukah. It's one of those questions that's discussed a bit by the Achronim. Why is there no Masechet Chanukah? That's some suggest it's because that's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was a descendant of Beit David and was broigus with the Chashmonaim for taking over the Malchut. That's others suggest that once upon a time there was a Masechet Chanukah. The Vilna Gaon lists all sorts of Masechs, all Masechtot that have been lost now. That's others suggest that it was just you know, there's no Masechet Kriyat Shema. There's no Masechet. There's no Mishnah to do with the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's certain things which, you know, were so obvious that just didn't need to be stated. In any event, mitzvah tam shetishka chamat shetich leregel min hashu'uk. So the Gemara tells us the mitzvah for lighting Ner Chanukah is from the time of sunset, and we'll discuss what that means in a moment, until there are no longer people walking in the shuk, and we'll discuss what that means as well. My love, now, could this mean, this is really a continuation of what the Gemara was talking about, dikavta hadam madlik la, that if it goes out during this period of time, then you have to relight it. This is the continuation, the conclusion of the sugya of kavta. That's the question, whether or not you just have to, you have to have the light burning for the entire time, or you just have to have lit it, and if it goes out, it doesn't matter. So we say, look, elo adlik, madlik. What it means is, in actual fact, if you haven't lit yet during this time, then you light during this time. But if this time before and after this time is no longer as man hadlaka, that's meaning that if you obviously don't light before Mishneh Tishka Chama, and you don't light after Tichle Regal Min Hashuk. That's the time frame in which you can light. Presumably you light at the beginning of that time frame, and you've got up until the end of that time frame with which to light. The Inami, alternatively, that's, though we'll see, it's a question whether it's alternatively or also, L'shi'ura. Okay, the amount of time that the Ner Chanukah has to burn for. That's meaning that, understand that I've got to light Ner Chanukah. So does that mean to say I can take a birthday candle, that's for a birthday cake, light that, it'll go out after 5 minutes, that's, and I've fulfilled my mitzvah. That's, you know, what's the minimum shear? That's most mitzvot, that, you know, have a, you know, some shear that you've done the mitzvah. So is it just like, you know, netilat lulav, you just have to do netila? Or do you just have to do hadlaka, and if it goes out after one moment, then you're yotzei? Or is there a period of time that it needs to burn? And it seems that it needs to burn, or one of the suggestions is it needs to burn for this length of time. Vad kama, so, you know, what is this? Ad shetichle regel min hashuk. Amar Abba Babachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ad kalya rigla de Talmudai. Until the Talmudai, Rashi explains, were wood merchants, firewood merchants, and they would be the last people. Everybody would go head home at sunset, and they would be the last people to leave the marketplace. Everybody would be picking up firewood on their way home, and they would be the last people to pick up firewood. So that would indicate that basically once the Talmudai have gone home, then there's not many people around any longer. So that's the Gemara. It's not a lot of space there in the Gemara. Let's go immediately to the Rambam and see what the Rambam does with it. So the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha He says, "Ein madlikin neirot Chanukah kodem shetishka chama." You don't light ner Chanukah before sunset. Ela im shkiata, but rather when the sun sets. Lo ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. We don't do it earlier, and we don't do it any later. So there's a very specific time when one should light ner Chanukah, when the sun sets. Im shkiata. Now, when we look at the Torah a little bit further on, we'll see there's possibly some discussion what the Rambam actually means by Im Shkiata, but we'll assume that the pshat of the Rambam is it means when you see the sun setting. As the sun dips beneath the horizon, that's when you're supposed to light Ner Chanukah. Shachacho hezid v'lo hidlik Im Shkiata chama. What if you didn't do it at that time? Madlik v'holeichad shetichle rega min hashuk. So you've still got a time frame within which you can light. It's not l'chatchila to be lighting then, but it's valid. I suppose it's a bit like, you know, you've got an optimum time for, you know, for saying the Kriyat Shema and the Amidah. The optimum time for saying the Amidah is Iman Eitz HaChama. If you don't, you can still say it, l'chatchila, you know, for up till the end of Gimel Shalt. So it would seem the same here, that you've got an optimum time in a l'chatchila, or a l'chatchila time and a b'diavad, but you can certainly light during that time. The Kama Hutman's there, k'mo chatzi sha'a o yoter, round about half an hour. It's not an exact measure, but approximately half an hour. That's why is he saying, you know, approximately half an hour? Because, you know, Aj Shetikle Regamashuk is by definition something which is subjective. That's, you know, different places at different times, Aj Shetikle Regamashuk will be a different amount of time. That's roughly what it is. Afarzman's there in Umadlik. After that time, the mitzvah's over. It's like, you know, chatzot for eating the matzah, or gimel sha'ot for saying kriyat shema, or midday, or, you know, for saying the Amidah, whatever it is. Afar zman zein umadlik. But tzarikli ting shemen b'nei k'dei sheyitye doleket v'oleket ad sheyitich l'regel min hashuk. The amount of oil that you need to put in is enough so that it will burn ad sheyitich l'regel min hashuk. So the Rambam seems to be paskening like the first lashon in the Gemara to ilo adlik madlik, that if you haven't lit im shkiata chama, that to ilo madlik, what's the first one? Dikavta. No, that's the rejected. That's rejected from the previous sugya. So we're saying what it's talking about is to ilo madlik or l'shiura. So the Rambam's telling us it's the Ilo Adlik Madlik, that if you didn't light at the optimum time, you still need to light at any point during this amount of time. And the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is that it should burn Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. Not that that's a shear for how much oil you need to put in, but that's the duration of the mitzvah, meaning that there's a difference between it, meaning that according to this Rambam, what if I light halfway through, that says a half hour from Shkia to Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk, for the sake of argument, I light 15 minutes in. So it would seem that all I need to do is to light oil that will burn for 15 minutes, because after that point in time, the mitzvah's over. There's no more mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is it should burn from Shkiat HaChama till Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. After that, it's like sitting in the sukkah on Shabbat Bereshit. You know, there's no point. That's
approximately half an hour.
Approximately, that's what the Rambam says.
Okay.
That's around about half an hour. That's maybe a bit more. So the Rambam is taking that first lashon in the Gemara of Dul'ilo Adlik Madlik and seeing that as being the critical consideration, and his understanding of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is that obviously it can't be something that just, you know, you light it and it fizzles out immediately. It, you know, needs to burn for a certain amount of time. It needs to burn till that period of time, in terms of, you know, and we're going to see more about this, you know, in a moment. What's that the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam regards the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa as inseparable. In terms of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to be mefarsing the nace through the Ner Chanukah. That's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. We'll see that Tosfot seems to regard it as two separate mitzvot, but the Rambam seems to hold it as one mitzvah, perhaps with two facets to it, but essentially one mitzvah. And therefore, if the mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa, then the Ner has to burn throughout the time when you can be mefarsein the Nes, and you can be mefarsein the Nes during that half hour. And that will, you know, have both a chumra and a kula. The chumra will be that it obviously has to burn. If you light at the beginning of that period of time, it has to burn the whole way through. And the kula is that if you light later in that period of time, then it doesn't need to burn for more than beyond the point of Asher Tikle Regam and Hashuk. So that's the Rambam. Now let's look at the Tosfot. It says, Deilo Adlik Madlik, Aval Mikan Ve'ilach Avar Asman. First possible, you know, that's the meaning of Deilo Adlik Madlik. As the Rambam said, Omer Hari Porat, Deish Lisaheru Lahadlik Balaila Miad, Shelo Yacher Yoter Midai. So the Riporat says that you need to be careful to light straight away. That's Shelo Yacher Yoter Midai. Interesting Lashon here. That's, it doesn't just say Shelo Yacher. Seems like a little bit of an ichur might be all right, but not yoter midai. U'mikol makom im icher yadlik misafek. Now Tosfot is saying, however, and this is where he's arguing with the Rambam, that if you did delay, you didn't light within that first half hour, you should still light. Why? Daha mishani shinu yecharina, because there's another answer in the Gemara. The second answer in Gemara is inami l'shiura, that this period of time, mishetishka chama ad shetichle regam and hashuk, isn't anything to do with when you have to light, but is giving us a shear for the mitzvah, how much oil you need to light. So according to that, you could light at any time in the night, provided that it burns for half an hour. That's, and therefore, even though we've got that first opinion, that's the Deilo Adlik Madlik, which means that after the first half hour, you can't light any longer. Nevertheless, we've got the second opinion, which says, no, you can light after the first half hour. And therefore, we need to be choshesh to that. And therefore, you should light misafik.
The language of safek suggests bracha, no bracha.
Presumably not, actually. Presumably not, but I'm not certain. I mean, generally, that, you know, safek brachot lahakel. Yeah. That's ulari nireh. So, in any event, so what Tosfot has said thus far is that you light in the second half, after zman shetichle regem and hashuk, you light, but only misafek, because we might need to be concerned about that second day in the Gemara. Now the Reis says nowadays actually doesn't matter when you light. We don't really have a proper heker. We don't have proper pirsumei nisa. Shari madlikim mibifnim. We light indoors, and therefore, in any event, we don't have pirsumei nisa. So therefore, it doesn't really matter when we light. We're lighting indoors. What difference does it might make whether we light at the Mishetishka Chama or we light at 9 o'clock in the evening? In either case, we're not being mefarsein the Nes. So Tosfot clearly sees that we've got here two separate dinim. And the din that even in a case where you can't be mefarsein the Nes, when you're not mefarsein the Nes, there's still a mitzvah of hadlakat Ner Chanukah. Now, of course, the Rambam must also hold that there's some sort of mitzvah hadlakat ner Chanukah, even when you can't be mafarat saying the nace, because the Gemara says, you know, that where do you light the ner Chanukah? Petach beit omi bachutz, shata sakana menichol al shulchan over dayo. In times of danger, you light indoors.
He seems to say, you light inside.
Yes, as opposed to.
Outside.
Yeah, they say nowadays we light indoors.
Is the Re the same person as the Re Porat?
No. That's.
Yeah, the Rambam doesn't necessarily say you'd have to light if there's no Shat Sakana.
No, but what I'm saying is the Rambam holds that B'Shat HaSakana you light even though there's no Pesume Nisa.
Right, that's only B'Shat HaSakana.
Correct. So, but nevertheless, he holds that you do light.
Correct.
And presumably the Rambam will hold that that even then you have to light at the Ikar Zman. But the point I'm saying is that on the face of it, it seems that the Rambam holds that Pesume Nisa and Ner Chanukah are indivisible, whereas Tosfot holds that they're divisible. But I'm just flagging up that even within the Rambam, it's not so straightforward to say they're indivisible, because the Rambam also holds that B'Shat HaSakana Menichah Al Shulchan Ovadayo, that you can light indoors, where you're not getting any Pesume Nisa. So, or a, you know, much reduced form of Pesume Nisa. So, you know, so that's just, you know, a question to which I don't have an answer there. In any event, the Tosfot is saying that even if we follow the first daya in the Gemara, or let's say the first point that Tosfot's making is because of the second daya in the Gemara, that's you have to light after the Zman. That's if you didn't light in the Zman. You have to light after the Zman, because maybe the halakha is like the second daya. And even if the halakha is like the first daya, it says nowadays we don't have Pesume Nisa in any event, and therefore it doesn't matter when you light. In terms of the first daya is predicated on the assumption that you have to light at the Zman, because that's when you can publicise the miracle. But nowadays, there's no Pesume Nisa anyhow, so it doesn't matter when you light. Let me just say, Borei Nefashot, otherwise I'll forget. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam, Borei Nefashot, Kapot Kastron, Akol Moshe, Baruch Atah Lachayob, Baruch Atah Lachayob, Baruch Atah Lachayob, Baruch Atah Lachayob, Amen. Matt.
What do you say? There's no Pesume Nisa today. That's what the people do outside while the Lubavitch are busy.
Right, no, forget the Lubavitchers. I mean, I don't mean it as it sounds. That's not relevant. I mean, in a classical sense, that's nobody here lights outside their house. You know, we light in the window, you know, because, but, you know, make our din, you know.
My son does.
Okay, fine, in Eretz Israel. Sure. Yeah, in Eretz Israel is. Fine, Eretz Israel is different, but certainly in Chutz La'aretz, you know, we don't light outside. That's, we regard it as Shat HaSakana. So again, that's the subject of a shir for another time. Why do we all light indoors? When in actual fact, you know, at least at many points in, I don't know how safe it is nowadays to light outside. We'll soon find out. But
okay.
Essentially, we don't have, you know, we don't light outside. We light indoors without the mitzvah of Pesume, without the mitzvah of Pesume Nisa. So therefore, that's Tosfot says it doesn't really, you know, even if we follow the first opinion, it doesn't matter, because in actual fact, that's the first opinion is concerned with Pesume Nisa, and we don't have Pesume Nisa. That's so there's an Avnei Nezer. We needn't go through the Avnei Nezer inside, but the Avnei Nezer discusses whether or not really these two opinions in the Gemara are arguing are complementary with each other. That's actually, let's look at the Avnei Nezer. Achla Rambam shepasak shnei hateirutzim lahalacha. He says the Rambam actually holds like both answers, because the Rambam says that you need to light within the half hour, and there needs to be half an hour's worth of oil in the ner. But surely to Lord Plige Adadi, the Rambam holds that they're not mutually exclusive. So the question is how to exactly read the Rambam, where he says that sarkli tain shemen bene kadeshi tiedo leket volechet al shetichle regel min hashuk. That the chenda balach gdolot shekatavta on in us loiglik tekaf min shetishka madika shetichle regel. How the pasak shinuya dilo adnik madlik. Umid katavta on in us mvuad lechatkila mchuyav lahadlik tekef. Al korchek sura le shetarchi edo late kolas man min melat sarkli tain shemen kashio. So if it needs to burn the whole way through that period of time, then obviously you need to put in that enough oil that it will burn for that period of time. Now let's look at the Rashba.
I don't understand the Bahag says that if you make a mistake and you miss the time,
right? That's meaning that ta'a onenas, okay, means that so you still light within that half hour. That means that lachatchila you should light at the zman. He's saying the Bahag is passing like the Rambam. That's what he's saying. The lechatchila you want to light at this man.
Okay,
so let's look at the Rashba. V'hanami diktani ad shetichle regem hashuku parishna d'ilo adlik madlik lav lemeimra d'ilo adlik b'toch shiozer eno madlik. So this is saying like the Tosfot, really. That's but even more extreme. That it doesn't mean to say that if you didn't light during this period of time, then you don't light at all. The Hatnam in the second parak of Megillah, Kol Mitzvah Tov Balayla Kasher Kol Halayla. That's this general cloud. We've got any nighttime mitzvah, you can do the whole night. Ela Shelo Asa Mitzvah Ketakana Deleka Pirsume Nisa Kulehai. Umihu Ilo Adlik Madlik Vlo Hifsid. Ela Kol Se Mitzvah Shelo Ketakana Legamrei. This is very important, Rashba. That in terms of Tosfot was saying that either we don't hold with Elor Madlik, Elor Adlik Madlik, or Tosfot was saying that it's just not a relevancy nowadays because we light inside. So we've lost the whole notion of Pirsumei Nisa. That's but the Rashba is saying that even in a classical context, there are still two mitzvot. There's a mitzvah of lighting, and there's a mitzvah of lighting with Pirsumei Nisa. And if you miss the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, so you still have to light. That's so that's the position of the Rashba.
What does it mean, lo ketakana legamrei?
Meaning that the correct way that you should do the mitzvah, the most proper way of doing the mitzvah is within that first half hour. That way you light the ner, and you also are mekayim pirsumei nisa. But if you miss that time, so fine, you still have to light. You just, missed Pirsumei Nisa. I suppose a parallel...
B'dievet.
Yes, definitely B'dievet. That's, I suppose a parallel would be... I was going to say Kiddush on Leil Shabbat. In terms of what does Kiddush do? Kiddush, there's two dimensions to Kiddush. One is that it inaugurates Shabbat. That's why you're supposed to make Kiddush as early as possible. The Shulchan Aruch says, when you get home, you Kadesh Miyad. Because, and this is what the Rambam says, Kiddush should be right at the beginning of Shabbat. What if you didn't make Kiddush on Friday night? You still make Kiddush, you make Kiddush Shabbat day. I don't mean the Vashamru Kiddush, you make the whole Friday night Kiddush Shabbat day, because there's a mitzvah to proclaim the Kedusha of Shabbat. Right? So, Lechatchila, you should do it, when Shabbat comes in. That's... because then you're inaugurating Shabbat. If you didn't, you do it later on. So you missed the opportunity to inaugurate Shabbat, but you're still proclaiming the Kedusha of Shabbat. And, I think that's a good parallel. That, whereas, the Rambam certainly indicates that if you missed lighting in the Zman, you don't light after it, because he sees the two mitzvot as being indivisible. And even the Tosfot, I don't know what the Tosfot would say in the, in a place where the minhag is to light outside, where there is proper Pirsumei Nisa. So obviously you would say that you have to light misafek, but because maybe the din is like the second lishon in the Gemara, but whether or not Tosfot would say that you're really proper or fulfilling the mitzvah in the same way that you normally are, you're certainly not fulfilling the mitzvah in the same way that you normally are, but would he say, it's no worse than, lighting indoors. And look at the Ritva as well. Dilo adlik madlik perish atahu shiura bilchut. Umikan ve'inach avars mano v'chataf harav bal ha'trumot zal. Dahani milin letitu shayu madlikim chutz lepetach ve'in heker livnei rishta rabim yoter. Aval alan to madlikim bifnim ve'in heker livnei habayit. Yachol adlik kol ha'layla v'ad amud ha'shachar. It seems to be saying that l'chatchila you can light the whole night until amud ha'shachar. On a fee perish say yesh l'farish dahachi ka'ama. Dilo adlik madlik b'chutz atahi shata. If you didn't light outside, right, immediately with shiata chama, you still have to light outside within the first half hour. Afar batar hachin einu madlik ela bifnim. Deledid hu nami v'atay mitzum zelo matzi l'meh v'atekeru l'shut harabim. Lo niftami l'asot hekeru lo v'livnei beito. Taha l'kaman amrinan d'rishata sakana madlik al shulchano v'dayo. So he's drawing on that Gemara that I referred to just before, that there is a model of lighting indoors, and therefore if you've missed the opportunity, you know, if you can't be mefarsim the nes, either because it's dangerous or because you've missed the opportunity, you still have to light Ner Chanukah. There's no such thing as not lighting Ner Chanukah just because you've missed the opportunity for Pisumei Nisa, as opposed to the Rambam, who seems to think that there is that possibility to miss it. That's... okay, let's look at the Torah. So the Torah says as follows. Mitzvah tam isof shkiat hachama. So the mitzvah of lighting Ner Chanukah is from sof shkiat hachama. Again, we've got to try and work out what sof shkiat hachama is. That's ad chatzi sha'am in halayla. Half an hour into the night. Sha'az ha'am ovrim v'shavim v'roim v'veitam v'ikah pisunei nisa. Hilkach tzarek liten ba shemen kaze hashio. V'im natan ba yote, yachol lechabot l'achar she'avo ze hazman. Chen yachol lishtamish l'orach l'achar ze hazman, she'avar ikar mitzvata. V'mikol makom, adayin zmana kol halayla, ulutulo kaharambam. Okay, so the Torah is paskening against the Rambam. He's saying that the time that you can light is kol halayla. The Rambam says shachach or hezid v'leidlik im shkiat hachama malikat shetikarek v'neshukah v'azman ein or madlik. The Torah is arguing against that because the Torah sees two separate mitzvot here: mitzvah pirsumei nisa and the mitzvah hadlakat ner chanukah. And if you miss pirsumei nisa, you've still got the hadlakat ner chanukah. Shulchan Aruch says, and we're going to now look at, we've really got two questions in terms of, or three questions: the optimum time, the latest time, and the earliest time. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein madlikin ner Chanukah kodem shetishka chama, ela im sof shkiata, lo ma'achrim v'lo ma'dimin." Shouldn't do it earlier or later? Right. So the big question is, what do we mean by that sof shkiata? Remember, the last one in the Gemara was mishetishka hachama. Okay, that's when the sun sets. And the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch have said it's misof shkiata chama. The lashon of the Rambam was im shkiata. Essentially the same as the Gemara. So if we look at the Mishnah Berurah says im sof shkiata. Now sof shkiata, before we look at the Mishnah Berurah, sof shkiata could very well mean that once the sun has gone right underneath the horizon, that's sof shkia. Tchilat shkia is as the sun is going down, and sof shkia is a couple of minutes later when the sun has totally disappeared. That would be the straightforward reading of it. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Im sof shkiata." This is quoting a Magen Avraham. "Hainit seita kochavim, nacht seita kochavim." That's what we mean by sof shkia. "Sha'az ha'am ovrim v'shavim v'ro'im b'veito v'ikah pirsumei nisa." Now, the Lashon here is interesting, and we're going to see that really there's a machloket in the Rishonim. I think we touched on this, that's in Hilchot Shabbat, that as to what is the definition of Shkiat HaChama. That there's a machloket, Rabbeinu Tam and other versus other Rishonim as to whether or not Shkia is what we call Shkia when the sun disappears from sight, or is it almost an hour later that's the Shkia. And there's corresponding machloket when Bein Hashmashot is. Is Bein Hashmashot that's straight after the visible Shkia, or is it, like Rabbeinu Tam says, almost an hour later? So the Mechaber paskens like Rabbeinu Tam. This is one of those, as a side, one of those interesting things. You know, I really think that, you know, Rabbeinu Tam, Shita Rabbeinu Tam in Motzei Shabbat is a way out Shita. It is, but it's how the Mechaber paskens. That's, and till, sorry? Yeah, that's not only Motzei Shabbat according to Rabbeinu Tam's man, Friday night according to Rabbeinu Tam's man as well. The Mechaber was happy with you doing Melacha after the sun sets on Friday afternoon. That's a subject for another time. In any event, so Lichora, when the Mechaber says that's Sof Shkiata, he really means, you know, Tzei Tachol Chavim. That's Sof Shkiata. That, and the Mishnah Berurah is telling us why. There's no point lighting it earlier at real Shkia, if you like. That's because people aren't coming home yet. That, you think about it, you know, in a time when there's, no street lighting and no electric light, so people would have come home, that, you know, people worked during daylight hours, you know, the sun sets, and then they start packing up. You don't start, you know, especially short winter days, you don't start packing up before the sun sets, because it's a short day, but you start packing up at the sun sets, and then that's half an hour later, 25 minutes later, whatever, you come home, and then you've got that period of time when people are walking around. Achein Berif Shabbat Makdimin, so Friday afternoons, obviously, you have to light earlier. V'nei Mechaber Satam Kedat HaTov, V'si HaTov Disfir Elohu, V'mash Amar Gemara Dizman Hadlakat Ne'er Chanukah, Mishitishka Chama, Hainu Sof Shkia. Right, so the Torah holds that the time, the optimum time to be lighting is the soft shkia. Afal be'emet yish haber rishonim disfiru lehu de kavanat hagemara, v'al techila shkia shnia. There are those who hold that we're talking about techila shkia shnia. That's this is still going according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, but the question is whether we're talking about the beginning of Shkia or the end of Shkia. Rabbeinu Tam's Shkia, he has two Shkias. He has Shkia when the sun visibly disappears. Then he's got a period of 3 1/4 mil. The amount of time it takes to 3 1/4 mil, that's which is, and then Shkia kicks in. And then you've got the amount of time that it takes to walk 3/4 mil, which is Bein Hashmashot, and then you've got Tzeit HaKochavim. And then there's the whole question whether you look at Shalat Zmaniot or not. So let's, to make our lives easier, let's not look at Shalat Zmaniot. That's, even though probably we should, but just to make lives easier. So you've got 58 and a half minutes till the second Shkia, right? And then you've got a further 13 and a half minutes till Tzeit HaKochavim. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the Mechaber paskens that you light 72 minutes after visible Shkia. However, there are some Rishonim who say that in actual fact you light 58 and a half minutes after visible Shkia, i.e. at the beginning of the second Shkia. V'uberech reva sha'ami kodim. V'ayim b'vyo halacha sh'b'yadnu d'lotan anashim anagin itpalel marv v'zmano, d'haynu achat seito kachavim, nachon linhog kein lechat chila al-hadlik kodim marv, v'kach katav b'morg siya v'chein nahag hagra. Right, so that even if you hold that you should light at the Tzeit HaKochavim, if you daven Mariv straight at Tzeit HaKochavim, then it would be actually better to light Ner Chanukah before that, though it would be after the Shkia Shnia, because by the time you daven Mariv, then you're ready, you're well into the time of Asher Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. That's...
Do shuls usually light then they light candles after davening Maariv in shul?
No, you light before davening candles in shul. Yeah, yeah. That's except on Motzei Shabbat, of course. That's so. Anyhow, you've got but beyond that, what the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention is, of course, the fact that according to the Rambam, it would seem that in actual fact you light at the real Shkia time. that's visible shkia. And even though the Mishnah Berurah brings here the chein nahag hagra indicates that you the gra lit at the beginning of second shkia, that it seems in actual fact the gra, at least from the Biur HaGra on Shulchan Aruch, seems like the gra is supporting the position of the Rambam, that's to light at the visible shkia. So there are lots of different minhagim. It seems that I think the general minhagim chutz la'aretz is to light at Seitar Kol Chavim. That's, I think, what people generally do. In Eretz Yisrael, it's brought down by a lot of poskim, is to follow the view of the Rambam and the Gra to light at Shkia. That's... Having said that, it's interesting that if you turn a page or two, that's to the penultimate page. I've got here a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe. Zman hadlachat ner Chanukah sheyoter adif, hu laniut dati, asara minutin achat chilat hashkia. V'yesh lazeh ta'amim nechonim. Yitain shem in sheyeh kedei sha'a be'erech, ki tiyad lakato bekan, so Rav Moshe Feinstein is saying to light about 10 minutes after Shkia, that, and indeed quite a number of the poskim, you know, where they discuss, you know, when to light, sort of, they seem to bring down that sometime, you know, if they're not saying to light at the early Shkia, many of them are saying not to wait till Seitar Kol Chavim. That's in terms of, to, you know, perhaps have a, it depends which way you're looking at it, but you know, a Meikol or a Machmir definition of when Seitar Kol Chavim is. In terms of there are lots of dayot in the Achronim, you know, how you fix Seitar Kol Chavim. You know, is it 72 minutes? Is it 18 minutes after after Shkia? Sorry?
13
and a half. That's, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Is it 25 minutes after, you know, Shkia? So it seems like they're taking the attitude that, you know, why is Rav Moshe Feinstein saying, you know, 10 minutes after Shkia? 10 minutes after Shkia is, you know, it's not in Shkia Takama, it's not Tchilat Shkia Shnia, it's not Seitar Kol Chavim. I think what he's saying is that that it's now starting to get dark, that and if you light a little bit early, it shouldn't matter. That's provided that the Nair is burning through the time of Pesumei Nisan and you're lighting it, you know, as it's getting dark, the Chari holds that that's all right, and you're not losing time at the beginning.
So I remember when you learned it in the Quran, right, in Israel, so we had a whole discussion about it. So also we came out with the final that the best time is like a few minutes after Shkia, because when the Rambam says, Im Shkiata, Shkiata, it's not exactly 1 minute at one point. It's like it's a gap of a few minutes.
Right.
So Im Shkiata, so like this, you're catching all of the sizes, like not exactly in the beginning and not in the end. It's like in the middle.
Right, also the Lashon of the Gemara, Mishetishka Chama. Mishetishka, you know, it doesn't say Misheshaka or Im Shkiata, which is, of course, what the Rambam says. So, yeah, it seems like, you know, it's perhaps an inexact science. So when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, I lit at Shkia. That's now, under optimum circumstances, we light about 20-25 minutes after Shkia. That's so sort of an early shita of Seitar Kol Chavim there. So that's in terms of the optimum time. Let's carry on in the Mechaber.
Where was it? Is it
the Rav
Moshe Feinstein?
Sorry.
Where did it say 10 minutes?
In the Igrot Moshe, on the penultimate page, top of the penultimate page. V'yesh misha omer. So there are those who say, she'im hu tarud, yachol lahaktim mit plag hamincha olamala. You can light from plag hamincha. Uvad she'itim bar shemen asher tichle rega min hashuk. So long as it's got enough oil that it'll burn until the right time at night. Now, there's a lot of discussion about this Yesh Misha Omer in the Machaber. Now, it's firstly, the Machaber brings it, Lashon Yesh Misha Omer. Lashon Yesh Misha Omer indicates that maybe there are people who don't say like that. So, some Achronim suggest, no, the Machaber just says Yesh Misha Omer, that's in a case where it's not brought down in the Gemara, and it's a chiddush of one of the Rishonim. It's not necessarily saying that anybody else argues, but it's not discussed by everybody, and you know, so that's why he brings it as a Yesh Mishomer. It doesn't necessarily mean to say there's a dissenting opinion. Rav Asher Weiss in Minchat Asher, that he suggested in actual fact this is a point of Machloket. That, and you know, he says, for example, the Rambam doesn't mention this possibility at all. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it doesn't exist. If this possibility existed, the Rambam would have mentioned it. The fact that the Rambam doesn't mention it means that the Rambam doesn't hold with it. It just didn't occur to him that, you know, to write, you know, he said what time you should light, so it doesn't need to say, well, you mustn't light earlier. He doesn't, you know, that's he didn't mention it. He doesn't say explicitly that you don't light earlier, but the fact that he hasn't raised the possibility that you do means that he holds that you don't. Rav Vosner also in a tshuva on the back page here that raises this as being a machloket in the poskim, whether or not you can light as early as Plag HaMincha. See, it might be, generally speaking, we say that nighttime mitzvot you can do from Plag HaMincha. That's, or mitzvot for the next day, rather, you can do from Plag HaMincha. You can make kiddush from Plag HaMincha. You can daven Maariv from Plag HaMincha. Whole discussion that's about whether or not you can say Sriat HaOmer from Plag HaMincha, but according to many poskim, you can. The Maisa we generally don't, but according to, you know, some Rishonim, you can. That's etc. Even there's, you know, a discussion about Kriyat HaMegillah from Plag HaMincha. Again, the Maisa we don't, but it's you know, it's under discussion. Why should Ner Chanukah be different? Because of the concept of Shraga B'Tiara. That's, which means that, you know, you can't see a light in the daytime. In terms of the purpose of lighting Ner Chanukah, so that people should see the Ner. So if you're lighting it in the daytime, nobody can see it, so you're not achieving anything. That's the other, you know, side of the coin is, no, if you put in enough oil that it will burn through till nighttime, so then it will be all right. You couldn't do that in the middle of the afternoon because there's no shaychus yet to the next day. From Plag HaMincha, you can. So essentially, the machloket would seem to be that in terms of what's the very nature of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Is it that you should light Ner Chanukah at this point in time, or that Ner Chanukah should be a light at this point in time? That's if you say that you should light, then you can't light prior to Plag HaMincha. So the mitzvah is to be mefarsein the nais at night. That's, alternatively, you could say no. So long as the nais is mefursamed, as it were, is publicised, so then that would be good enough.
Erev Shabbos, obviously, you can light earlier because you have to.
Erev Shabbos, you've got no choice.
The concept exists of lighting before.
That's right, but it also depends on, you know, it might just be that, you know, Shabbat, because there's really no alternative. So, I mean, here it just says Imhu Tarut. So the question is, you know, how long, you know, how far would you take? You know, would you take that? You're right. I mean, a further discussion comes also with regard to how you measure Plag HaMincha. That's, do you measure Plag HaMincha as we tend to do here, you know, certainly in the summer, you know, as being from Netzach Hamah to Shkia, or do you take it from being from Alot HaShacha to Tzeitach L'Chavim, which again, depending on how you do your calculations, can work out very much later. The Plag HaMincha can be, you know, sometimes only a few minutes just before Shkia. In any way, a question that comes up, and we'll park it for now, but we'll revisit it towards the end of the shir. It's the question, what if you've got... So the question, so we've got in the Shulchan Aruch this notion of being able to light from Plag HaMincha. So a case where, so it's true, it's a machloket Rishonim, that the Shulchan Aruch is paskin that way, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't dispute it, the Acharonim by and large don't dispute it. So let's say, for example, I'm traveling to Eretz Yisrael on Hanukkah, and I've got the evening flight. I've got a flight at, say, 5 p.m. Or 7 p.m. I've got to be at the airport at 5 o'clock, right? And Shkia is at, Moshkiach is at, say, 4 o'clock, 10 to 4. Okay, so I need to leave my house at, I need to leave my house at 3:30. To be at the airport at 4:30, whatever time my flight is, to get the exact. I need to leave my house at 3:30 in the afternoon. Right? I've got. There's no other alternative. I'm not going to be able to light Ner Chanukah at any other time. I'm flying through the night. You don't light on an aeroplane. I don't light at the airport. You know, it's not where I live. Right? So then, clearly, I should light with a bracha before I leave home. Next question is, what if I've got a wedding? Weddings are always problematic over Hanukkah. Lots of people like to have weddings over Hanukkah. It's very nice to have weddings over Hanukkah. It causes havoc with lighting their Hanukkah. And a few years ago, I had a wedding Hanukkah. I remember saying, when I come to make a wedding, I don't want to make it over Hanukkah. And my daughter just got married. First, they were talking about making it over Hanukkah. Then they changed and moved it to 10 days ago. And I was very pleased that they moved it to 10 days ago because, we didn't have to have it over Hanukkah. So, you know, you go out at a Sunday afternoon wedding, you know, your chuppah at, 3:30 in town, right, as people do. So you leave your house at, no, but better still, chuppah at 5 in town. But you leave it, you have to leave your house, 4:30, whatever, 5. You have to leave your house at 3:30. So is it better to light Plag HaMincha, or is it better to wait till you get home much later? You get home at midnight, 11 o'clock, midnight, whatever. Which would be better? Would it be better for you to light earlier or later? You haven't got the option of lighting in the optimum time. So which of those two options should you take? And then make it more complex. Or maybe you could light with a shaliach. So now is it going to be better? I get my next door neighbour to come into the house and light for me. My kids are at home, but they're under bar mitzvah, say. I'll get my next door, the babysitter. The babysitter to light Ner Chanukah for me. With a bracha, and I'll be yotzei with that. Okay, that's a whole story in its own right. Okay, but now, you know, so what's going to be better? Is it better to do it in the optimum time, but with a shaliach, and non-optimum time, but do it myself? And if I'm doing it in a non-optimum time, which is the better out of the non-optimum times, to do it early or to do it late? So keep all those questions in mind. Now let's look at Se'if Bet, and then some Achronim, and we'll bring things to a conclusion in due course. So, Se'if Bet, Shachachu Eisid V'lo Hidlikim Shkiat HaChama Madlik V'Holeichad She'tich Le'Regel Min HaShuk Shukumo Chatzi Sha'a Sha'az Ha'am Ovrim V'Shavim V'Ikir Pesumei Nisa Hilkach Tzarech Litein Ba'Shemen Kaze HaShir V'im Natan Ba'Yotei Yachol L'Chabota L'Achar She'Avar Zeh HaZman V'Chen Yachol L'Shtamesh L'Ora L'Achar Zeh HaZman. So that's all the Rambam. Let's read the Mechaber, and then we'll come back to read the Rama. So the sheet of the Mechaber is, U'mihu ani milil chatchila. Avalim avar zeh hazman v'lo hidlik, madlik v'holech kol halayla. V'im avar kol halayla v'lo hidlik, ein lo tashlumin. So the Mechaber is, at the end of the day, paskening like Tosfot. That nobody's paskening that chatchila, you know, l'shi'ura. That's the chatchila, you can light whatever time you like. Even though, you know, theoretically that possibility exists, but nobody's, because the Gemara hasn't been machria, so the Gemara, so all the poskim, you know, a choshesh to both shitot. But the Mechaber is saying that madlik v'holech kol halayla, and doesn't say that you don't say brachayv. Now let's go back and read in the Rama. So the Mechaber said that you have to light within the first half hour. Yesh omrim shebizman hazeh shemadlikim bifnim, ein tzarech lizaheu lahadlik kozim shetich leregel min hashuk. That's more of a tor b'shem haTosfot. So we saw that in the Tosfot. And nowadays you don't need to fuss about it. U'mikol makom tov lizaheh gam bizman hazeh. You should really nowadays still be careful. Why? Why should you be careful? L'chora, because it seems that the takana of Chazal was to light at a particular time. It's true that it doesn't really make any difference to the mitzvah when we do it. So the mitzvah wouldn't be invalidated. But Chazal weren't just metakein to be mefarsein the nace, but they were metakein to light at a particular time. Therefore, you should do it in the way that Chazal were metakein. That is what we seem to say. So again, a question that will come up, and we'll see about it in a moment. Again, you know, generally speaking, or often, you know, that we like to light Ner Chanukah as a family, even if everybody's lighting their own Ner Chanukah. So what if various members of the family come home at different times? That's, you know, people are at work. So, you know, the kids are home from school at 5 and the mother gets home from work at 6 and the father gets home from work at 7. Should everybody light as soon as they come home? Should everybody wait till the last person's home? Shalom bayit maybe is a consideration. That's, you know, the on the one hand, the Rama says that Ein sarach lizaher ul hadlik kodem shetichla regem in hashuk. On the other hand, mikol makom tov lizaher gam isman hazeh. So we'll see. Let's look at a couple of pieces from Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot v'Hanagot. So his first discussion is, what is the time of tichla regem in hashuk? In terms of, and that will mean, that will have, you know, in terms of what is the optimum time in which we should be lighting? Okay, and after what time do we have a chashash that, at least according to the Rambam, we shouldn't be lighting? And also, how long does the Ner Chanukah need to burn for? V'nei rabim toim shamitzvah he calls man shebnei adam mitzvim b'shut harabim. So some people like to say, it's the famous, they say it in the name of the Briskers, but he's going to argue against it, that you know, whilst people are still out in the street, your Ner Chanukah still has to be burning. Because that's the mitzvah b'sumei nisa. Asher tichle regem en hashuk. L'divrei ma yom shem istovim miruchov ad karov l'chatzot. Mitzvah leniach shemen sheid lak ad chatzot. Kevin sharakas kalei regem en hashuk. V'chein masaprim al maran hagon debrisk, that's all. Shedlik ad m'ucha mamash, atay nimtzayim baruchov. They say that he used to light so that his Ner Chanukah would burn till the people coming out of the Edison cinema on, it was just like by along, not Rachov Strauss, the parallel road to Rachov Strauss, that's till they'd gone home. Uvemet hadava ta'ut meikara. Rav Moshe Sternbach doesn't like this. It doesn't mean that there's nobody out any longer. It just means that the shuk, there's nobody in the shuk any longer. It's the Talmudai, the wood sellers. Okay, they hang around a bit later than everybody else. People get home, they realize they haven't got any firewood, they come and get it from these people. Everybody went home round about Shkia time. They lit at the doorway, and there was Pesumei Nisa. People could see it because the last people were still coming home. For Antok Kadesha Gam Mav Ire Eitzim Yeruha Pesumei Nisa, Sivu Lahad Lechazik Haner Moar Ad Shechozrim Vahainu Khatsi Shah. Also, so the Talmudai should see it. They said, let it burn for half an hour. So long as they've seen it in somebody's driveway when they went home, that's good enough. So this he wrote some time ago. Most shops close at 7:30 in the evening. Need about 2.5 hours worth of oil. Shirakas yichle regemen hashuk bismanein. If you say chidush pele, shafilo maacher lahadlik, tamid sarich otoshiyom mishetishka shetichle regel bismanein. So now he's got this big chidush to say that if we say that the din of ad shetichle regemen hashuk is l'shiura. Okay, so that means whenever you light, you need to put in enough oil to burn for 2.5 hours. Just as it's always meant that you, when you needed to light, that when you lit, in the days of Chazal, even if you lit, according to the second understanding of the second lishna of the Gemara, you lit late at night because you weren't tied down, according to the second lishna, to light early, you still needed to put in enough oil, even though everybody had gone home from the shuk, that was just a shear. So I'm not so pellified by it. I don't think it's such a pelle. Why? Because it could simply be saying, the Gemara says you have to put in enough. It was the time when that's the Talmud I went home. It's just instead of saying half an hour, it gave us that measure. But it didn't mean, because, what time the Talmud I come home, it's not relevant. So it's not relevant to say this is subjective shear. It doesn't make sense to say that, so in the times of Chazal, even if you were lighting late, you had to only put in half an hour's worth of oil. That's in the 1950s. When everybody was home by 7, you had to put in 2 hours of oil. And now in the 2010s, you have to put in 2.5 hours of oil. That's in terms of the Gemara has given us a shear. This Lashira, it's a way of measuring a shear. There's a particular reason. I don't know what that reason is, why they chose to use this Lashon rather than saying, Chatzi Shah, they used this Lashon.
According to his approach, let's say in England, especially Chanukah is around Christmas shopping time.
Yeah.
Shops are open until midnight. He would have Chanukah lights for, he could have it for 5-6 hours.
Only on the third day this year.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting question in terms of, what relevance does the shuk have to the individual, meaning in the times of Chazal, so the point was that, Asher Tikla Regem Hashuk, where did everybody go from the Shuk? They came home.
Yes.
And therefore, at that point in time, they'd be passing through the streets. If you live on a suburban street, you go home, tonight, or even in the time of Christmas shopping, you live on a nice suburban street in Hendon. My road, after 8 o'clock at night, there are a couple of people walking. If I sit outside my front door, I can see somebody pass every 20 minutes. But it's not like there's a stream of people. Asher Tikla Regem Hashuk is over as far as my road is concerned, I think quite early.
Isn't it another case that today everyone's lighting at home inside the house and not outside? Actually, lighting needs to be in the front of the door, outside. And then you have a person for the shuk, but today you're lighting for your family.
Fine, that's a separate question, but the point that Rav Moshe Sternbach is making is he's trying to be mechadesh that pirsumei nisa, the Asher Tikla Regem Hashuk, even if you hold this, it's l'shiura, is subjective, and that nowadays you'd need to put in a greater quantity of oil. That's this big chumra. His color is that it doesn't need to be, Asher Tikla Regem Hashuk doesn't mean till midnight. That's the fact that some people still around doesn't mean it. It means that, when basically people have gone home. That's okay. That's question. That's what one issue.
Sorry about it. Based on what you said about the Briskarath, I mean, his point was where he lived, everyone was.
No, it's not everyone. That's the point. That's the point. No, this is the question. It wasn't such a, how many people went to the Edison Theatre, cinema in 1950? I don't know. Probably not that many. It wasn't that big. What were they showing,
I suppose the point is, at the time of the Gemara, you went home. I mean, there was no theatre, people just literally went home, there was nothing. Today, in a modern cosmopolitan city, people were out the whole time.
Firstly, I think things have changed very much in the past 20, 30 years, 40 years, whatever, from what they were, really only a generation or two ago. With the notion of late night shopping and 24-hour shopping and flexible working hours. 50 years ago, basically, everybody was home from work at, 6 o'clock in the evening. Shops closed at five or six or whatever it was. You know, so, you know, we live in a fast-changing world, and it's hard to, you know, exactly put your finger on it. But even so, there's a difference. You know, I think there's a difference, you know, that there are times of day when the streets are busier, and then, you know, there's a time when it's tailed off. That's, okay. That let's go through at least part of this next tshuva. That so matzusha balov ebishar atadlakat nechanukav ishto bavait sheilatoy mismoch al adlakash ishto bizman or atish sheyadlik baatz mokesh shechozer balayla. V'yesh ladun bazeh machmat shnei tamim. Chad divizmanin mitzim bnei rushut harabi matsham ucheret. V'kevan delo kalta regemen hashuk havei betoch hazman. V'ra'u sheyadlik hu baatz mokesh yashuv. The two yesh ladun vazed afilim tizlamad chashiv achashik zman kshikal eregmen ashuk mikol makom bizman azed madlikim bifnim eino talu bashuk t'ika hadlakahu livnei veto. Right, so his two considerations are that maybe lighting later is not a problem of, you know, the ikah zman having passed. That's and even if it were to be, then in any event we light indoors. So, you know, the Rama has said that you can light until whatever time you whatever time you like. That's so skip a couple of paragraphs. That's me afshar din nirekom osher katavnu she ishto tadlik beveitam tvarech v'day bekach. So it's really min hadin. The Baalat HaBayit should light. Mikol makom noagin shehu atzmo madlik shemagi leveito dechaviv lo Yisrael mitzvat hadlaka. Kamo shekatav Rambam sof hilchot Chanukah v'rotzim ladlik ba'atzmam. V'somchim al rov haposkim v'cheinu haminhag shemekai mitzvat hadlaka kol zman shebnei habayit ne'urim. V'v'ram mikol makom ha'isha tadlik bizmano v'teitzai. V'hu mitkavein lo latzeit ba rak sheba leveito mu'uchar. V'im bnei habayit od ne'urim madlikim v'varech l'chein haminhag. Right, so what he says, from a strict halachic perspective, we'd say let his wife light, and shalom al Yisrael. But the minhag is that people like to light themselves, and therefore, you know, that there's good grounds to justify that. But his recommendation is that his wife should light. That's at the zman. He should have intention not to be yotzei with that, and then light when he comes home. That's the Shevet HaLevi on the next page. As I said, discussed the question of lighting earlier and what was better. And he thought the best thing to do was to light with a shaliach. And that was the best thing to do. But if he gets stuck and he can't light with a shaliach, so his conclusion is.
Talking about the same case.
No, where you're going to have to light either earlier or much later. I think his conclusion is to light earlier. But his best thing to do would be to light bisman al yedei shaliach. Let's just see what the Dirshu says at the end.
If you do it earlier, you get the
pesume
as well as the.
Yeah, yeah. Man hadlaka. Rutsona in the Dirshu. Rutsona Shiyamtin La Bala Madlakata Nerosha Shetaksoha Baita. Vyeshbakach Mishum Shalom Bayit. She's upset, comes home and everybody's lit candles already. Data Grishel Yashiv, that Shelo Yamtin La Elankin Hikoser Levite Toka Hatsisha Sherahat Setakokavim. Kevan Shikasman Adlakawa Hatsisha Harit Setakokavim. However, Vim who Madlik Betoch Beito. In terms of, so if you're not being the kind pesumenisa anyhow, so wait till your wife gets home. But otherwise, you shouldn't. Meidach das hagrash vosna, d'vachol ofen yishlo lahamtin ad sheh ishto tachzor, v'chein das hagaon reb ben zion abashol, sheim tigarem ani dekach makloche yishlo ba lahamtin ishto, v'chein tziper hagrach kanievski al agrich zonenfeld, shayam makbid ladik b'shkia kedat hagrach, she ishto lo haita bizman hagrach, him tin la b'erach sha'ad sheta shachazra. that Rabbi Grachs on the Fels Harayadin who Shener Beitor Adif on their Chanukah Mishum Shlom by it. So it seems the minhag is that you wait till your wife gets
her indoors.
I have to tell you what we've done in recent years. It used to be when my kids were little and my wife wasn't working at the time, she insists on saying she wasn't working outside of the home. And as a shul rabbi, I had a certain amount of flexibility. So I was almost always home. The Zman Hadlaka. And we lit at, 4:30 in the afternoon, and Samar Sor played dreidel and ate donuts. Minhag Yisrael. As the kids got older, so they were coming home from school at different times. My wife was out at work. She was coming home at a different time. My kids were sometimes then going out afterwards, right? And there wasn't a time, really, when everybody was home all at once. So we introduced to have two hadlakot in our family. The first hadlaka and the second hadlaka. First hadlaka was bisman, whoever's at home bisman lights. And then the second hadlaka, when the last person is home, and everybody who's still at home has to join them as well. So that way everybody was kept happy. The last person in didn't feel that nobody had waited for them. They had to light by themselves. So we sang Malsor twice. I don't recall if we eat donuts twice or just once or whatever. That seemed to be a good way of doing. Also, what happened was that... Ashkenazim do anyhow. Yeah. We're Ashkenazim. It would be different for Sardim. That worked well, for us as a family. Otherwise, what I found was happening, Mamish with and Rav Osher Weiss also says, he also said, Minadin, you can wait for everybody to come home. But everybody should try and be home early. But sometimes it's difficult for people, especially if it doesn't coincide with the festive season, people are leaving home work early anyhow on Fridays, very early on Fridays, so leave early, during the week as well. So this way, it kept everybody happy. Because what I found one year was happening was that there was no night that I was able to light at the optimum time. I think, the one night when everybody was around, I think was like Sunday night, and then I had something like the Shul Chanukah party. So I couldn't be there even then. So this way, I think it works well for everybody.
Just to be clear, so wherever